From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey blames ISIL. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says on Monday the Islamic State is prime suspect in Saturday's double suicide bombing in Ankara. The blast killed at least 97 people. The Prime Minister said authorities are close to identifying one of the bombers and that evidence points to what he called a certain group. No one has claimed responsibility for the blasts that targeted a peace rally. Syrian government troops advanced under cover of Russian airstrikes Monday in the heaviest fighting in weeks. Government forces battled rebels in a strategic area in the central province of Hama. The fighting was focused on the village of Kafar Nabuda, with Syria's army command saying it had captured the village, but activists saying rebels had repelled the attack. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition forces continued to strike Islamic State targets Monday, destroying tactical units in two areas. The U.S. Central Command says the coalition conducted 18 strikes in Iraq. Also, U.N. envoy Staffan de Mistura, who is tasked with bringing warring factions to Syria to the negotiating table, told a news conference Monday he would hold talks in Russia on Tuesday before heading to Washington in an effort to forge an understanding between the two countries. Opposition candidates are calling for Guinea's presidential election to be annulled, saying the vote Sunday was rigged to favor incumbent leader Alpha Condé. The seven opposition candidates told a news conference on Monday to denounce the election as a grand deception. The candidates said they had recorded a number of irregularities in the voting, including falsified results, ballot box stuffing, and intimidation by security forces. This is VOA News. Iranian state television reported that Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian has been convicted on charges that include espionage. The report quoted a judiciary spokesman but did not include details of the verdict. It did say Rezaian and his lawyer are eligible to appeal the conviction within 20 days. Human rights group Amnesty International is accusing the Saudi-led coalition of war crimes in airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Amnesty International looked into 13 airstrikes carried out between May and July by the Saudi-led coalition around the northern Houthi stronghold of Sadr. Amnesty's Rasha Mohammed says 100 civilians, including 59 children, were killed.
In one direct airstrike, there were a cluster of 9 houses, and there were 4 consecutive airstrikes that were spaced out over 2 hours. 55 people were killed.
Amnesty also claims to have found the remains of cluster munitions banned under international treaties. Saudi Arabia did not respond directly to Amnesty's accusations. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Princeton University professor Angus Deaton has won the 2015 Nobel Economics Prize for his analysis of consumption, poverty, and welfare. He was asked about the current economic problems.
I think one of the great threats to us all is the slowing of economic growth in the rich world, and that decade by decade, even before the financial crisis, and the financial crisis made it much, much worse, you've got this slowing growth, and that slowing growth poisons everything.
Deaton, a British and U.S. citizen born in Scotland, has been a professor of economics and international affairs at New Jersey's Princeton University since 1983. Zimbabwe's government says it will not file charges against the U.S. dentist who killed a famed lion named Cecil. Palmer admitted killing the rare black-maned lion with a bow and arrow on July 1st near Zimbabwe's Hwange National Park. Dentist said he hired professional local guides with the required hunting permits and believed the hunt was legal. Palestinians stepped up the pace of stabbing attacks Monday against Jews in the Jerusalem area. Israeli police shot and killed 2 alleged assailants. The worst spell of street violence in years shows little sign of abating. In southern Afghanistan Monday, gunmen riding a motorbike shot and killed a doctor who worked for the United Nations Assistance Mission. No one has claimed responsibility for shooting Tur Pekay Olfat in Kandahar. She had worked for the UN for the past 12 years. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.